Now, that's what he's doing in the 32nd Psalm. He's teaching us. So it's not a penitential psalm, but it's a psalm of instruction. And it, therefore, should hit a very happy note. In fact, it begins with that. And you have here in verse 1, Psalm 32 now, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." Now, you see, he's instructing us here. What he's attempting to do is, he's telling us here of the fact that he's been forgiven, and that he had made his confession, and he'd received forgiveness, and there was complete restoration, and he'd found shelter in God, and he was given a song of deliverance. All of this is here. Blessed is he. Now, that word blessed, again, is the word happy. Ashrei, the Hebrew. We have had that one time before, way back in the first psalm, and that opens the book of Psalms. Blessed is the man. Happy is the man. Now, the blessedness that was in that first psalm, that was the blessedness that only a perfect man can enjoy. Well, believe me, I don't know about you, but I'm not perfect. And it speaks, actually, of the Lord Jesus. He was the perfect man. Blessed is the man that walketh not, that standeth not, that sitteth not. But then it tells what he does. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And that law condemns us. Didn't condemn him at all. Now, the law written in commandments and ordinances cannot give man blessedness. It demands a perfect obedience which man cannot obtain, and it does pronounce a curse on him. Galatians 3:10, "Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things written in the book of the law to do them." And there's no man that can honestly stand up and say that he measures up. Now, if you do, you can ask the Lord Jesus to move over from the right hand of God, that's your seat, and for him to sit on the left-hand side, that you want the right-hand side, because you are perfect. Well, you are not, and I'm not, but he is. Now, that's a blessedness. Happy is that man. Well, now, what about here is a blessedness here and a happiness. And what kind is it? Christ died for our sin. And in his blessed death as the substitute of sinners, he met and satisfied the righteousness of God so that the holy God can now be a just God and a Savior. He can be just and the justifier of all those who believe in Jesus. Now, therefore, when faith is exercised in him, it's counted for righteousness. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. And it's recorded that way. Now, in this way, thousands of Old Testament believers, going back and beginning with Abraham, and even before, they were saved in anticipation of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is this we have here? We have here the blessedness of a man whose sin has been forgiven. You know what kind of happiness that is? Do you know what joy that is? And now, here is a very wonderful thing as we open this psalm. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered, and covered by the blood of Christ.